Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Yankees On Deck. Let's get into it. Let's go. Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. Let's get straight into it. It's been a while since we've spoke, and since then, I've tried to lay low only because the Yankees have been doing pretty much everything the Yankees need to be doing, which is winning. We have the best record in the AL, the best record in Major League Baseball. And it all came to a head this weekend with a clash against those motherfucking pieces of shits, Houston Astros. Game one of the series was on Thursday. Of course, the Yankees were down, which would be a kind of a prelude for the rest of the series, but we'll get to that in a second. They were down that first game, but they ultimately came back in the ninth inning. Walk-off Aaron Judge. Single down the left field line, getting that first win, that needed win against the Astros, just to prove, yes, this is for real, we are the motherfucking Yankees, and you guys are still pieces of motherfucking shit. After that, things get a little dicey. Game two of the series, Friday, not so good. Justin Verlander, Luis Severino, pitcher's duel. Ultimately, Astros came back to win this. Game three of the series. Let's just fucking address the elephant in the goddamn room. The Astros got a combined no-hitter. And I gotta tell you, as a MLB, Major League Baseball, baseball, like, naturalist, I gotta tell you, I don't think when you have multiple pitchers pitching to combine for a no-hitter, it should be considered a no-hitter. It was a team shutout. It was a combined that led to no hits. But can you really call it a no-hitter? This is not being a fucking Yankee hater. This is not being like, you know, fuck the Astros thing. This is just being an MLB realist. How can you sit here and tell me that a combined multiple pitcher effort leads to a combined shutout? Not even a shutout, just a no-hitter. How is that a no-hitter? It's not. A no-hitter in the most realist sense is one pitcher going nine innings, getting no hits against him against one team. When you have multiple players coming out, how can you possibly say that that is a no-hitter? It's like saying that if you had multiple guys come out and they had no hits, no walks, that would be a combined perfect game. Is it a perfect game? Like, what is the definition of, and not to sound too crazy, but what is the definition of no-hitter? What is the definition of perfect game at that point then? What are we talking about? What are we doing here? The Astros valiantly got a combined shutout. That's what they got in Game 3. It continued on into Saturday, from Saturday into Sunday, up until the 7th inning. And the Yankees, of course, came back. Aaron Judge in extra innings. The Yankees did have a chance in the ninth inning. Aaron Hicks up at the plate. Gleyber Torres at third. Of course, getting injured. Not looking good, but it looks like we've dodged a gigantic bullet. And Aaron Boone saying that it's probably just a sprain and nothing more than that, but we will see going forward. But Aaron Judge, extra innings. Walk-off, home run, three-run home run, down the Astros' motherfucking throat. Fuck the Astros. I mean, I think that's just baseball-wide, unless you live in Houston, and even if you're in Houston, I need you to listen to exactly what I'm about to say. Fuck the Astros. Fuck Altuve. Fuck Bregman. You guys are losing superstars fucking left and right every year because, let's face it, even though you're breeding fucking superstars, you can't keep the superstars because at the end of the day, you guys are a fucking trash organization that have zero fucking dollars to spend on your own talent. And in my opinion, 2-3 years from now, Altuve is going to be gone, Bregman's going to be gone, Gurriel's going to be gone. You guys are going to have a fucking rebuild team. And enjoy while it lasts, because Jordan Alvarez may be the only guys left in your fucking team. Because everybody else is going to go. They're going to command gigantic fucking contracts. They're not going to take fucking price cuts. And they're going to be gone. And at the end of the day, you guys did not get a legitimate fucking World Series in 2017. And you can suck my fucking dick. Just saying. Just saying. That's just there. And that's just kind of how I feel. And I think that's pretty much how Major League Baseball feels. If you're any other fan besides the Houston Astros fan, you know that that World Series was not legitimate. And that's one of the reasons why I needed to do this podcast. I needed to address, yet again, the fact that the Astros are pieces of shit. And that they are horrible fucking people. The organization is trash. They can't win a World Series without fucking cheating. All the superstars are leaving left and right year by year. Gone. Absolutely fucking gone. You do nothing but sign aging fucking superstars like Verlander. Altuve's a fucking bum. And within years, he'll be gone too. He'll be gone. Bregman will be gone. You might be able to keep Jordan Alvarez. Because, you know, you got to save face with your organization. You got to sign that one player, right? But you're trash. Absolute fucking trash. Let's move on from the Astros. Let's talk a little bit about our beloved Yankees. And let's talk about how they have the MLB leading best record at 53-20, the best home record at 31-9, the best away record at 22-11, just down the board, absolutely fucking dominating. And that absolutely scares me. This team, minus a few guys here and there, addition by subtraction. Addition by subtraction. Gary Sanchez gone. Urshela gone. We got some guys in. Urshela gone, of course. We have Donaldson in. We have IKF in. The pitching staff's been fucking lights out. Let's just say that right off the bat. Let's be straight. Without this pitching staff pitching the way they do, we're not where we are. Severino's been great. Cortez has been great, even though he's been struggling a little lately. Montgomery's been solid. Tyone has been fucking amazing, better than we could ever imagine. Cole, look, is he acting like he's a $36 million pitcher? No. But has he been solid? Has he had his moments? Sure. Well, would I rather him on a different team than the Yankees? Probably not. But you know what? This is what you go through. This is sometimes your best is not your best, and sometimes you get surprises. And right now, Gerrit Cole is not our best, but do I want him pitching game one, game two of a playoff series? Absolutely. Absolutely. This team is going into a series against Oakland, but then going to go play Houston for a game, Cleveland for a stretch, and then I got to tell you, this team is poised to get to 60 in no time. We're going to go into July, and this team is just playing like they have a purpose. They're finally acting like the team that they should have been. When I say they scare me, I mean because, you know, the last 2-3 years with this team, even though, like I said, some guys are gone, we have some new guys here, and the attitude is definitely different. Let's be straight. The attitude is definitely different. We have some guys here like Rizzo and some other guys that have come in, and you can just tell the locker room is much different. They're playing to win. They're playing like, you know, like the 2000 team where, like, they knew exactly who they were, and this was their fucking win, and this was their game, and they can't be beat. But what scares me is that I know this team, and I know how they played the last 2 years, and I know just as well as the good could come to bad. But so far, we have had nothing but good, and that is something that we all are grateful for if you're a Yankees fan. Nothing really to speak of as far as knock on wood, knock on head, any injuries, We are hopefully going to get Chapman back, and I think Chapman, in all reality, should be a setup man. I'm sorry. I think Clay Holmes has been nothing but lights out as a closer. I think his stuff is more electric than Chapman's is at this point. I think Chapman, let's just put the cards on the table, has maybe lost a step. Not a gigantic step, but a half step. And I think he should be a setup man. He should be the 8-inning guy. I don't know if I trust him completely to come to the ninth and just lock shit down. I do with Clay Holmes, and that's exactly what I feel should be done going forward. But ultimately, it's up to Boone the Goon, and we'll see what he does. But as of right now, the Yankees do have the best record. We are 52-20, and we're about halfway through, just about. And we'll see how we go the rest of the way. And hopefully we'll get some more updates going forward. This is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports. And this is On Deck. Let's go.